We're going to hear Melting Titanium 34. I asked about a friend who's working with the Vatican, and they condemn Ion as a demon or a limited phenomenon. So Ion is prompted to address the Vatican and their objections. And, you know, it's Ion saying, okay, we're taking over, and this is why. You guys blew it.
All right, now, the next topic is, I have this colleague, I haven't met him, but we have a lot of phone conversations, as he studies the Vatican's point on mediumship.
Okay.
And maybe our cardinals are listening, our archbishops, whatever they are, maybe listening today.
Okay.
And he's talking about this expert on astral projection and going into the occult. And they decide to say, my friend says, that according to his expert that he's citing from the Vatican, that Ion represents the middle plane of the levels of something, ether, wherever we are. We're definitely not in heaven.
Can be.
We can be what?
In heaven. That's what the Catholic Church is trying to usher in, is to usher in the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven.
And they say that mediumship will not be a means to getting to that, or astral projection.
Astral projection won't. They are exactly correct. Astral projection will not usher heaven on the earth as it is in heaven. That is true as any other dogma from them lately. We agree. We concur. They are absolutely 100%, without fail or exception, correct.
Yeah, and, okay, so I'm trying to cite, but the expert on the occult experiences, the astral projection, the traveling to other worlds, mediumship, all which is not good stuff, according to this expert.
Oh, but an exorcism is okay.
Yeah, well, they're saving you from the spirit world.
From the non-physical? Uh-oh, that includes Jesus, doesn't it?
Well, they probably say, yeah, that you're in the middle. Yeah, you're working with spirits in the middle realm, not in heaven. Heaven doesn't have this level of spirit.
We're confused. Yes, it does. They take holy... No, now wait. Let's don't push against.
Yeah.
We better just hush and let you ask your questions.
Yes.
Let's clean it up, because we're going to tear this all to pieces. So just seize yourself.
I find it interesting that this expert, he himself can astral project, he says, and he goes in and he helps people who are trapped in the astral plane because they astral projected there and got locked in.
Locked into the
middle plane. The middle plane, yeah.
What is the middle plane, Bob?
It's some non-physical zone where demons hang out, and that's a bad place, bad place.
Oh, you mean at the Vatican?
No, in the astral plane.
Now, wait, hold on just a minute.
Oh, the guff. Here it is. Here's what they say, the guff is the middle plane. That's what it was, the guff. Where you claim to be emanating from, they say that ain't heaven. That's the middle plane. It's like
purgatory. We are not in heaven. The Gulf is not in heaven. That is correct.
Is it a place that we should avoid?
No.
That's where he disagrees.
You can't avoid it, because when you transition from your physicalness, when you give up the spirit part that they're saying doesn't exist, wait, what? The spirit part that they're saying is not, that's where you arrive. And that's whether you like it or not, or believe it or not, or want to or not, that's the process.
This expert is warning us, do not engage with Ion. Do not engage with that kind of phenomena.
Yet he does this to help people. He goes there himself.
Right, he can do it.
He can do it, so don't do it, because he can do it. Wait, what?
Well, he does it to bring people out. He's like a beach guard.
Where does he bring them out from?
The middle plane, the guff, where the spirits hang out.
Okay. All right, okay.
He's like a lifeguard. He's like a lifeguard who goes into the astral plane and brings out people who are drowning in there because they got involved with the spirit world, either astral projection or through mediumship. They get trapped in the spirit world.
Oh, cool.
Now, I personally find this hard to believe, but But it's interesting to have Ion's response to that.
Okay.
Well, you think it's ridiculous.
No, no, we're not going to push against anything. Okay. Here you go. We got to go back.
Yes.
You got, now, Connie, just for the record, he asked for this, just so you know. He asked, just so everybody knows.
Yes. What's that?
Let's go back.
Lady Killers? Is that Lady Killers?
Yes, Lady Killers. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Here you go.
Yee-hoo.
In your scriptures, let's use theirs.
Yeah.
We don't know which version. We'll just pick one. We'll any version you'd like. They're pretty much the same. Well, unless you get... there's some versions that don't include it, and that they hold in their secret vaults of wealth and fame and valor. But even so, let's go back to Legion. Legion was someone who was demonically possessed. And Jesus happened up on this person, and Jesus spoke to this demonically possessed man and wanted to know what his name was. And he said, "We are Legion." And Legion means many. Okay? And he had embraced outside of his non-physical, he had picked up resonance beyond his physical creation, so much so that he abdicated through the confines or labyrinth of his mind a specific dogma that put him out of his own sorts. Okay? He had no power. He was deluded in himself. And that came from the religion of the day, by the way. But we won't even be mean or give a commentary. We'll just tell the story as it goes. Well, when a human creator speaks to a spirit, they have to yield. The angels, even the angels, must yield to the will of the human creator. Remember, we're talking about empowerment. We're not talking about dragging anybody to the gulf. We're not talking about somebody transitioning. We're saying you don't have to transition. We're saying you don't have to go to the gulf. You can stay right here, right now. Because right here, right now is all that you got anyway. Okay? And so we're not trying to give a Jim Jones cocktail party so everybody can have a little cyanided Kool-Aid or a Heaven's Gate with a Milky Way bar or whatever else that you can slip away. That's what your religion promotes. We have to slip away back to the arms and the fold of Jesus. Well, that's not where they say you go when you die. They say you go to the middle ground because you're waiting on Jesus to come back. When the Messiah comes, that's when the eastern sky is going to be split. That's when all the dead in Christ shall rise. They're not in heaven or any layer of heaven. They're in the middle ground in this process until their Messiah shows up. Now, the Jewish people say for the Messiah to come the first time. And that's the same God of Moses is the same of one as Jesus. Uh-oh, got a little slip in the tear there. Hold on, hold on. We're not going to lose you, but we certainly have sidestepped just a little bit there. All right, Legion. Jesus asked this man what his name was, and the man said, "We are Legion." And then Legion, the spirit demonically possessed, which the Catholic Church is where all that came from. You'll never hear us speaking of those that are demonically possessed. It's your Christian faith that has to have the opposite of lived that makes a devil. You'll never hear us speaking of these tides of evil, because that's living or to live.
Yes.
You won't hear us dancing in this debauchery of less than, of you sinful less than. Oh, yeah, 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 you're creating the image of God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. These things that I've done and you will do in greater things. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, but you're sinners and you're less than and you can't make it and we'd hope for so much more. And you've got to be saved because you're obviously lost. And you've got to have and you got to have faith, and you have to believe. You have to think a thought for a very long time that you have a Savior. Savior, this Savior is a non-physical spirit. And you want that non-physical spirit to come and live in your heart. And if you have a relationship with that non-physical, then therefore, then you can have a relationship, a joint heir with Christ, a Christ consciousness. Okay?
Yep.
Now, you have this person with an idea, and we're not, well, we are kind of pushing against it. No, we're just straightening it out. That's what we're doing. We're offering a commentary from a different perspective. Okay? Legion begged the Creator, Christ, please, 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 please do not remove us from this vessel in which we abide, because we would be less than, or the human Creator that invited us into his beingness would be torn asunder without us. Okay? So Jesus said, all right, no problem. So you have the power to control the spirit world, and you can cast out these demons if you have demons. You can also cast out rats if you have rats. But guess what, Bob? If you don't have rats in your house, you don't have to cast them out.
Mm.
But if you do, then yeah, you know, get a rat trap or call an exorcist or a good Catholic, whichever you can get closer to fastest. Regardless, okay, that's fine if you're practicing Catholic. Is that Roman or otherwise? Well, wait, the Romans fail. Uh-oh. Well, one of them. We'll just go with the epistat of the moment. That's okay. All right, now, Jesus said, all right, I'll give you a hand here. So Legion, many, was cast out of the man, whose name was Legion, because that's what he asked him his name was, and that's what he was, but it really wasn't him. Apparently it was this possession that this individual human Creator was so powerful that he brought into himself.
Yes.
Okay? He said, now don't take it away from us, because what's left is worse than where we are. But we got to this situation to get to this place the first time. All right. Legion was cast out of the man, and they were sent into a herd of pigs. This was the first time in history that pigs flew. Okay?
Good point.
So he cast them out, and they went into this herd of pigs. And these pigs were so frustrated because this non-physicals, these evil ones among you, got cast out of this man. Now, the man invited him, all these demons in, but Jesus cast them out, and they went by. Jesus said, here's what we're going to do, but they still followed Legion's rules. They jumped in these pigs. These pigs went wild and jumped off a cliff, and the cleft of the rock, that must have been, oh, no, that's Peter's gig. Wait. Oh, the ring of the fisherman. No, that's the Pope. We get it all tangled up. We're so sorry. So anyway, the pigs flew. And they jumped off the cliff and went. There was ham hocks for everybody. Oh, wait, they didn't eat pig. Oh, wait, oh, well, they were raising pig. Uh-oh, it wasn't kosher. Uh-oh. Wait a minute, Jesus wasn't a Christian. He was a Jew. Uh-oh, now we've got more problems. So is Jesus waiting for the first Messiah, or is Jesus the second coming of himself? See, the expatriation for that lineage problem makes a problem,
yeah.
Okay? Because as Jesus is the Christ, so are you. And there ain't nothing middle ground about it, and there ain't nothing outside of it about it, okay? It has to be the spirit man that lives within inside you, the non-physical part that is you. Otherwise, why then would the Catholics believe that you cannot be permitted for your non-physical to leave your body until they give last rites? They have to give last rites. They're the same ones that were selling indulgences to get you out of the middle ground if you were evil before. exchange for money. They're the same ones that had that as a business practice. Interesting, isn't it? So if we, Ion, began printing and selling indulgences to save you from Catholics and Catholicism, then we would be paralleled and equaled to the information that your papacy has derived from their lack of trust and power of the God they serve, which should be in their own hearts. Because, oh, it's very clear, when you take communion, you're taking the blood and the body of Christ, real live flesh and blood, into your body. Yeah. That's what they believe. And we don't have a problem with it. That's perfectly fine. We're good. See, we're not pushing against anything. But we find it very, very interesting that they're saying now, do not have anything to do with non-physical. Mm. Well, that's just great, Bob. Okay, don't have anything to do with non-physical. You can't help it. If you don't have anything to do with non-physical, what are they giving last rites for when you're stone cold dead?
Good question.
Then that's a sacrament of the church. Now, sacraments are very carefully prescribed. There's only a certain way this thing works and the same way it works. But now let's get on here just a little bit, because we got a real good, interesting point that we would like to engage just a little bit. All you practicing Catholics now, listen up, because we would love for you to come into a place where you have a completeness in your relationship with the Christ consciousness. We're going to help you here. If you listen just a little bit, we're going to help you. Legion's name was many. Correct?
No.
Legion is spelled a certain way, and if you have Legion again, would that be not re-Legion?
Very good. Re-Legion.
So, now you're talking about religion.
Right.
If you're from the Old South. Uh-oh. Now, wait a second. The church is supposed to help the downtrodden, the less than. Okay? Well, if you had no less than, then you wouldn't need religion. All right? If you had problems in your mind, the church is supposed to meet those needs, correct?
Yes.
Okay? Are they able to raise people from the dead? No, they say, well, if it's God's will. Well, now, that's true. If it's God's will, that's right. But the individual human creator that they say you're created in the image of, and their Christ said, what I've done on this earth you'll do, and greater things than I've done. If you're not doing it, then you're not living up to the Christ that you've invited to live inside you. So you're no better or you're no worse than Legion, who was confounded by these demons. See, we're not speaking of demons. See, in order for their dogma to work, you got to have a karma to run over the dogma. Oh, wait, is it a dogma to run over the karma?
How would you define karma in that sentence?
Karma is that you have to pay the price for what you do wrong on this earth. A karmatic rule. Okay. Now, if you can convince Jesus to come and live in your heart, that's a non-physical. That's non-physical. Wait a minute, that is non-physical. If you can convince non-physical to come and live in your heart and have a relationship with non-physical, then and only then do you come into your fullness with your physical, your meat sack body, that you're created in the image of God, the non-physical part, if you want to call it the Christ consciousness, that works just as good as any. Pisses off the Buddhist, and the Muslims don't quite agree. The Jewish have a problem with it. That's what starts all these damned wars anyway. Everybody's got a little podium, a soapbox, and in the name of God, everybody that don't agree with me must surely die. And we'll stand as the bastion in the gate, and we will swoop the man that says our God isn't so. Well, that's what we're talking about. The individual human creator is in the image of God. Okay? you get to that place, you don't have to go kill everybody. You don't have to push against everything. You don't have to worry that something's oozing out of the middle ground. It's not the guff that they're referring to. It's purgatory. And purgatory is where the saints that didn't have Jesus had to go. Here's the problem. Moses, Abraham, David, Manasseh, oh wait, he was a bad king. Oh, but he was still the king of the Jews. Abraham, Adam, Joseph, Ezra, starts. Ephraim, pick one. Methuselah, all them Old Testament saints, which was built upon line, for Ezekiel, all these prophets that they tell every word is the inspired, inscripted word of God, incarnate, that the word becomes flesh. Well, that is true, because the words do. Those are the manifestations that you imbue, that are imbued with power that creates. So, yep, we're all on the good. The anomaly was those beginning forefathers of the entire Christendom, when they died before Jesus was, they were screwed. What? They were screwed. They were screwed.
Yeah.
They didn't have Jesus to save them. So their souls, in order for the story to work out right, their souls went to the middle ground. They admit it. They call it purgatory. All right? And they had to wait there until Jesus was born, and then Jesus was crucified. And when Jesus, if he didn't go to heaven, wait a minute, whoa, what are you saying here? When Jesus was crucified, he went to the guff. That's what their scripture says. Or at least that's what the Council of Nicaea in 25 decided was appropriately vestiture of the inspired word of God. Uh-oh, human creators get to decide that. Not God. Oh, yeah, it was God. Oh, no, it wasn't. Oh, yes, it was. Oh, no, it wasn't. Well, they had a really good steering. God had a really good steering committee with the Council of Nicaea, opening and closing the canon at a whim of a political Constantinople issue. All right. So, all those souls, there wasn't no heaven. Heaven wasn't open. There wasn't no Messiah. They was waiting on the Messiah. They expired and went to the guff. When Jesus was crucified, he went to hell. What the scripture says. And if they have a problem with it, they need to check with their local guide, because it's not from us. And they're saying run away from non-physical. Well, good luck with that. But we're not pushing against anything. We're just trying to open up the dynamic a little bit. Here's the dynamic. Jesus went to hell. Guess what he went to do? To preach to those saints that was in the middle ground, the gulf. And when he went to hell, he took with him the keys to death. So they don't have to be death no more. Hip, hip, hooray. Hell, so there won't have to be no hell no more. Hip, hip, hooray. And the grave, so you don't have to be locked in the ground with the earth and worm to claim their spoils. All right? And then when he did, he unlocked the gates. And therefore, the middle ground was then opened and freed, according to them. Now, see, we're not giving you our dynamic. This is their own words. We're not adding or subtracting one thing. This is the Paul Harvey version of the story, theirs. All right. Now, then Jesus was walking on the Emmaus Road, and he met with people, and they was talking to him. They had a long walk, and they had this wonderful conversation to find out that they were actually talking to a non-physical being. Uh-oh. What? Wait a minute, Houston. We've got a problem. We've got that non-physical slipping out again. And it ain't in no Gulf. It's in your world as you know it. And what Jesus came, now I will just tell you what Jesus came to do. Jesus came to make you whole. Jesus came to let you know that you have non-physical, that you have it in your heart. Jesus came to let you know that you are worthy. Jesus came to let you know that the Masonic? No, Masonic. The Messiah syndrome.
Yeah.
Okay? That reality can come into your life and you can become a whole person. But that's not original. That's what Thoth and the Emerald Tablets. You've already written a book about that.
Yeah.
And it's just that rerun rhetorical way of rhyme. Okay? And it's coming into a place where you can become with your physical, with your non-physical, in the labyrinth of your mind, you can become saved.
You mentioned the Messianic syndrome. Is that something he was there to provide? Or
yeah.
Not a complex. Yeah. Some people talk about the Messianic complex.
Yeah, it is that.
He was saying you could be your own Messiah. You could be
a
Messiah. Okay.
That's why I said what I've done on this earth you'll do and greater things. That means Jesus said the words of Christ, their Christ, what their church, no. I was going to say what their church is built on. No, that's a misnomer. Their church was built on Peter, not on Christ. Okay, now, you shouldn't fool with spirits, correct?
Correct.
According to them, correct? Because that gets you into trouble. You get crossways yourself.
Yeah.
But yet, you can have the stations of the cross that you go through. You can pray the rosary, and you've got to pray to Mary, Jesus' virgin mama. Well, wait a minute. So you got to have communication with the virgin. That's starting to sound like the Muslims a little, isn't it?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Maybe there's 72 Marys. Or is it 70? Uh-oh. They keep two in the bag. Uh-oh. We don't know. Well, and then you can pray. Whoa, It gets better. St. Francis of Assisi. You pray to these patron saints. And they'll help you with things. They'll help you find things. Lost. You pray to St. Christopher, so if you go to flying like a pig, you don't have to die. You can have safety. Well, is that just a piece of jewelry that you're attaching, imbuing with power? Or is this a non-physical dead saint that's supposed to help you in your right here, right now? It seems quite a double standard after just a little bit, does it not?
What was the saint with the amulet, or I didn't get that?
St. Christopher. People wear St. Christopher's. It's for protection.
Protection from what?
Evil.
Oh, okay.
Death. Bad times. Bad lotto numbers. bad marriages. Pain. Overeating. Oh, wait, that's sloth. Wait, there's deadly sins. Seven deadly sins. So if you don't do the deadly sins, then you don't have to die. Hip, hip, hooray. Oh, but you're living in the promise of eternal life. That's the promise of eternal life. Well, you got that by default. Okay? So the dogma that's running over the karma is a problem because now the only way to the Father is through the vestiges of the Roman Catholic Church. Uh-oh. Less than, don't qualify, not working out. Computer says no. Are you going to heaven? Computer says no. Did you come from the Gulf? Computer says no. Do you get the power to decide? Well, according to them, computer says no. Well, then you divide, constantly divide. So much so that you have to build your own little country, Vatican City, that you have to have your own little country with its own little laws, with its little ticky-tack boxes all stacked up in a row, and you have your own little statues, these graven images that you're not supposed to be worshiping, that they bow to, and I don't care if it rains or freezes as long as I got my plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of my car. You're not supposed to worship graven images. And yet, they put the graven images on their body. So everybody can look at their graven images that they have imbued. Well, we say, great, wonderful, have a bunch of them. I mean, if it works, that's good as any, no problem. But they do it and say that it's an abomination. We're confused. Okay, now, next tier, next level. This guff, this middle ground, it is a middle ground, but it's not heaven. We're trying to, through the veil, bring heaven on earth as it is in heaven. We agree with Jesus. They don't. Uh-oh. Houston, we've got an anomaly. We non-physical, Ion, agrees with Jesus. However,
what do you agree with Jesus on?
On how to usher in the kingdom on the earth as it is in heaven.
By unlocking the keys to the guff? That's what he did?
No. You don't even have to make the rounds through the guff, Bob, to get that. We're saying that you can have eternal life right here, right now, and you don't have to go nowhere. If you don't have to give up your physicalness, then you would eliminate the guff. You'd be guffless.
Then again, if you gave
up nobody transitioned into non-physical, there'd be no place, there'd be nowhere to go.
Yeah, so Carol, did he say if you didn't give up the physical, there'd be no guff? Okay.
Right.
So is Jesus trying to cancel the guff?
He absolutely is. So are we.
In a Stone Cold Dead reading, I think you were talking about people take so long to get to the guff, there's no time element, and why do they need
right.
to go there? What's needed of it? And I was thinking that, well, that's where people realize dreams get transferred into the next soul. Isn't that the purpose of the guff?
No, it's just a place you got to go somewhere, and you won't allow yourself to stay here, so you got to go. It's like last call at the bar, Carolyn. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay.
So you want
and sometimes it may take them what you call 20,000 years to get to the Gulf. And that's what you call these unrequited dead that keep running around, these spirits. All right, if that's the case, we'll play it on their world because we're not pushing against a thing. We love and appreciate them all. Where, if, when you transition, okay, the Catholics say, and they give you your last rites, or they don't give you the last rites, and you get lined up, queued up for the judgment seat, where God judges you, well, God does, but it's you, the judge, you're the God, that you're judged, and then that process takes place, and then they are sent on to either to heaven or to hell, that's what they believe. Where are all these spirits coming from that are attacking that you're supposed to run away from? They're acknowledging that they are spirits. Well, according to their creed, then what happens is they should be in heaven or in hell. Well, how do they come around to be bumping into other human physical creators anyway, according to their rules and regulations? So, that brings us up to what you call the Apostles' Creed. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is what they say, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. on the third day, he arose again to quicken the hearts and spirits of men. Let me see, let me make sure we don't miss, because there's three versions that they would go by in the translation. God the Father, Almighty, Maker of Heaven and Earth, Jesus Christ, Son, and Son, Lord, see the Virgin Mary. Suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, dead, and buried. Third day he arose again. And so far we're going good. Everything's fine. Everything's rolling along good. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Okay? Now that's what they say. And we're just jiggy with every bit of that. That's just deliciously wonderful. Fine. No problem. We're good. Absolutely. But that's not the end. That's the beginning. And there's no rules and there's no regulations. Because the only reason they got to have rules and the regulations is so you can have the Holy Father, God, on the earth. Isn't that what the Pope is? Isn't that God's representative, that he's the only one qualified to represent a billion Catholics? Uh-oh, the number's dropping again. Well, they're having lots of babies. We don't know what the problem is. He is supposed to be God, the Holy Father. The Holy Father. And it's so much so that when you become Pope, guess what you have to do? You have to change your name. Isn't that what happened to Legion? Legion was possessed. He wasn't his humanness anymore. He became invested with spiritual beings. Now, the Catholic Church called those demons. And the human creator in physical had more power than those non-physical inhabitants over Legion, you see. So if the Catholic Church is correct, then you shouldn't have to worry about exorcism, because when they give you your last rites, then you're ushered into the next tier, the next level, into heaven or into hell, based on the judgment. And it's over. One time through, you're good. Well, we agree with one time through, but how do your numbers keep increasing if that's okay? Oh, well, that's God creating. God ain't doing the creating. You're having the intercourse, and honey, you're the God that's creating. Aha. Now it starts lining up, leaning up. And then they say, well, everybody has to give up their body. And we go, that's not what they say. They say the dead in Christ shall rise, that these graves are going to open up and these physical bodies are going to come up out of the ground. And then with the only 144,000 is going to heaven all at the same time. Well, they're laying in the Gulf waiting on time to go. Yes, that is correct. That is correct. That's exactly right. No problem there. But the cycling is taking place and going on until heaven is opened. And when heaven's opened, then guess where heaven is? It's coming right here, right now, which is the only place that ever was power anyway. And if we're physical, if we're non-physical, if we call us whatever you want to call us, it's no different than a man through the, what is it, when they lock them up in the Sistine Chapel, the conclave. When they lock up a conclave, that a group of human creators decide who the new God is. And then, smoke, holy smoke, tells the world if they know who God's man is or if not. And they do this through a political ballot vote. Damn. Figure that one out.
Is that where the expression holy smokes comes from?
It is. If it's white smoke, then you've got a God. Mm-hmm. If it's black smoke, we're still voting. Isn't it interesting that an entire religion, ooh, that's about as cheeky as you're going to get there, a religion. When you religion, that your new Holy Father gets to wear the ring of the fisherman. Why wouldn't he wear the ring of Christ? That's what, no, because this is not Christ Church. This is Peter's Church.
Wow.
So they're worshiping the beginning of their faith based on the one, the single one that denied their Christ three times before the cock crowed the very same day. And Judas takes a bad rap. We're confused. And all the judgment was passed. Peter didn't feel worthy. He wasn't worthy. So he asked to be crucified upside down. So it would go faster. Well, so he was martyred. So now you can pray to Peter, or is it Peter Peter? No, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper. No, that's another thing. Wait, let's go slower. The whole thing, all wrapped up in a nutshell, is all the reason you got to have the money, the Vatican, the control, was so that a man, God, could say, what is God's will in your individual human creator's life? And we say over and over and over, and Jesus said over and over and over, it's a bunch of dog shit. Any way you want to shake it. Period. Once you come into your place, and you can call it the Christ consciousness if you'd like, that's perfectly all right with us, that's fine. But at the end of the day, Jesus and us said the same thing. The things that we have done on this earth, you will do in greater things. Come into your own power. Invite non-physicals to come and live in your heart. You already have it. You're just recognizing it. And you don't have to lay on a porch to be healed. Because once you come into your place of beingness, the physical, non-physical, that doesn't screw up your rules and regulations. Oops, it messed up Moses. Oops, it messed up David. Oops, it messed up several of them. Oops, it messed up Solomon. He was the wisest one of all. Was he wiser than Jesus? That's what they say. Their Old Testament said he was the wisest one of all. And he got tangled up with women from other communities and had 300 wives and 200 concubines or 900, 700, a bunch of them. And he got tangled up with these that was unequally yoked. Got him all messed up. And he was the wisest one of all. Wiser than Jesus, what the book says. The Council of Nicaea made it clear. Here's the deal. This is the words of Christ, every one of them. No deal. It's a deal breaker. Here we go. Well, when you come to that place, all of a sudden it's kind of like, wait a second. We are confused. The anomaly within the text itself puts you into a place of coming into your own power. That's what we say. We agree. Then you come into a place where you know who you are. Okay, if you're a child of God, perfect. You can be a child of God. Guess what? Then you're God's child. Then guess what? You're God. Okay? We're good. Okay? Click, click, click. See, if you take St. Pete out of the picture, we're good to go. Perfect words. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Ain't a word of it that's out of line. Every bit of it's just as right. We're not pushing against one word of any of it. It's perfect. If you want to go to Jesus' heaven and you want to go there instead of having heaven come here, you can have Jesus come and live in your heart. Uh-oh, but don't tell the Catholic Church or they'll schedule an exorcism.
Well, they've stopped being able to do exorcisms, apparently.
So now they're undoing their own liturgy of their own world?
Uh-huh.
Well, that sucks, doesn't it? So now the very foundations of the church that was built on the rock of Peter is up to the decision of someone other than Peter? Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, who's making the rules if it ain't St. Pete? Don't know what's in the oven, but there's nothing here to eat. Now, you come into a new fun place here because now you say, run away from the Gulf. Okay, yeah. If you don't want to go to the Gulf, you certainly do not have to go. But if you croak and you decide, if you commit suicide, oh, that's a sin. Don't do that. But if you commit suicide, well, that's the only way you're going to get out of here. But if you commit suicide, where are you going to go? got a non-physical that's already a part of you. Otherwise, why do they have to give you your rite of passage? Wait, Pharaoh did the same thing with his temples, with the pyramid, rite of passage, so his soul could easily go to the next world. You know, everybody's waiting on heaven to come down, the glory to fill your soul. Well, we are too. We're good. We're good. The trick of it is that you can start right here, right now, and activate your power right here, right now, and you can have the Christ consciousness. If those are good words and you like that, just great. That's fine. But you notice it ain't Peter's consciousness. But yet, that's what the papacy all comes out of. God damn it to hell, you're going to follow our rules and our regulations, or we'll have you removed. And it's okay as long as it's within our walls.
Didn't you say a number of months ago that Vatican City was being shut down, or they were no longer going to be allowed individual status as a small country?
It'll be gobbled up into Rome. Well, it ain't about 114 acres. I mean, it's a wide space in the road anyway. So the only reason that that is they have to have sovereignty. And that's so that their filthy lucre can stay hidden there. But isn't it so funny that the Illuminati is where they got it all from anyway, that those science-driven inventors that were they pushed against all day, every day, to try to undo all that was. Well, as long as the people didn't find out about it, the Illuminati was perfectly fine. Galileo was the top-notched one until he started getting crossways and wrote a little book. Well, he wrote three of them, well, a lot of them, and got crossways when he said, wait a minute, the sun is in the center of the universe, and the earth revolves around the sun. Well, you know, they might as well have peed in the Pope's Wheaties, because that ain't working. Easy. Oh, Pius the Fourth wouldn't go have that. No, the sun revolves around us, not we around the sun. Hell, you talking about Eunice? That don't have nothing to do with anything. Well, they couldn't disprove it, but then they had to separate themselves from it. And that separation, it becomes the way to explain. Now, isn't it interesting that these edicts come from humans that they say are flawed? Isn't it interesting that they are less than sinners, aren't creators, aren't powerful, aren't even anything without the blessing of a recently dead spirit? And they say, run from non-physical. Don't take counsel of non-physical. Well, they just exited Jesus out of the picture. But then again, that was the sort of the goal all along, was it not?
By talking about the layers of heaven, in the Bible, did they talk? They talked about heaven on earth.
Yeah.
So where did it get mixed up into heaven wasn't on earth and it was elsewhere?
Well, because they couldn't explain it. See, if there wasn't a heaven somewhere else off earth, where did Jesus go? And where is he coming back from? Is it the Gulf? Oh, we're supposed to stay out of the Gulf. Run from the Gulf. Well, Jesus went to the Gulf. Oh, no, Jesus came to fix it. Okay, so therefore it was broken. So now Jesus is the repairman?
So they just didn't have all the facts?
Yes, they did. They graduated magna cum laude from MSU. They rolled it around. They rolled it around. They engaged the Knights Templars to do their damn little dirty work. They had the Crusades. So they come chop everybody's head off and didn't do what they said. You'll bow or you'll die. Not to God, to me. And there you go. Then it becomes problematic from there. And we ain't pushing against it. It's very wonderful. You can live a deliciously fabulous, wonderful life as a practicing Catholic. Go to Mass, give them money, take their money, whatever, whatever, whatever. And you can still have a physical body. You can still have a non-physical body. You can still not let that confuse and get tangled up within the labyrinth of your mind. And you can be an evolved, as Thoth spoke of it, M-A-N, man, a marvelous creator. And you can use every edict and every word that they use, but now no double standards. There'll be no heresy here. There'll be no heretical rule here.
So it goes back to the Emerald Tablets and Thoth. I know there's no beginning, it's cyclical, but is that sort of a pivotal point, the Emerald Tablets?
That was their primer that they used when they were figuring out the canonization process.
Right, and then the whole Jesus and Christianity business was watering down from all that.
Correct. And so, therefore, it's just great fun that the one who would say, stay away from non-physical, is a flawed man who admits he's a sinner. Less than telling others how to behave. Back in the face, isn't it?
And that man, are you making a generalization of man, or are you saying that's Jesus or that's Peter?
Oh, no. All of them are fine. They're safely in the guff. They're safe. Don't worry about that. No, that's not the problem. The problem comes that in order for this all to work out, it has to be subservient within a church.
Yeah, so you're talking about the priests and ministers and all.
Well, and but the man that you're giving reference to that has such a conflict with us, he isn't a priest, he isn't anything, but yet he gives the word. And can do it himself, and can do it himself for those trapped in the astral projection world. Now, that's a different conversation because we don't know how you get trapped in the astral world. There is no astral world that you get trapped in.
The person Ion was talking about was the Pope, Carolyn.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Okay, and then he refers to our friend, Upset.
Yeah.
The one who told me, quoting the expert.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's kind of like, okay, so we have to find one that's flawed, that can't even be forgiven.
He can't be forgiven?
No.
By Jesus? Didn't Jesus forgive people?
No. Mm-hmm. Not in the Catholic Church. The priest has to hear your sin and decide. They have to absolve you of your sin.
The priest
has to absolve you, not Jesus.
The first time I went into a Catholic church, I was really taken by how the different priest statues were bigger than Jesus statues.
Of course. But you're not supposed to make graven images. Uh-oh. Houston, hey, there's trouble. With a capital V. So, and we're still not pushing against anything. Here's what we want to tell you. That JW would have the Pope any time for dinner. We may have to salt him a little bit, but we'd have him for dinner any time. It would be delicious. It would be a wonderful engagement. There would be love, more love than you've ever known, ever. There would be a deliciousness. You see, we're not in the business of pushing against folks or making them less than or make them have to ask another human if they're indeed worthy of their own reality. Worthy of their own reality. Mm-hmm. And the only reason that anyone has a problem with that is because it leaves the Pope out of the conversation. That's the problem. You see, Legion doesn't want to go. Because the void that it leaves, if you go, is worse than what they have now. And that's where religion gets its trouble. Because if you get rid of religion, what's left is worse than what you've got now. And that's contrast. And we're okay with that. But they're not. You say.
Wait, who's not?
Well, if we get rid of religion, that's a problem.
Not to us, but it is to them, because they say, like Legion, don't cast us out, because the boy that's left when we're gone is worse than, as bad as this demonic possession is.
Or the church it would be.
Well, exactly, and that's the point.
The void for them.
That's the point.
The void for them. The void for the church is a problem for the church.
Yes, just like Legion. Legion said, don't cast us out, Lord, because if you cast us out when we're gone, it's going to be worse for this human creator than it was when he invited us in. See, Jesus didn't put all them spirits in Legion. Legion created them and invited them in him to himself. What a marvelous creator he must be. That he can undo the very guff that Jesus went to and had a party. See, the anomalies just keep growing and growing and growing. You just can't get there from now. Because everything he's seen not do eliminates Jesus.
Carolyn was amazed that we're hoping we can get rid of the guff.
You don't need the guff. When heaven is on earth as it is in heaven, yeah. Nobody has to die. So, yeah, that's the end of that. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. Was there a point in human creativity's spans of experience where there was no gulf?
No.
All right. Humans create the gulf, but they did that at the beginning, and we haven't gotten rid of it yet.
And hadn't found the beginning place yet.
Of when it was created.
Correct.
Cosmic Warren said, when Ra'i returns to the plane of essence, then there's no separation. That's the same point in simple
it's
terms.
It's exactly the same. Oh, but don't tell the Catholics that. It'll be a false prophet. Oh, Lord, they'll exorcise Ra'i. Ra'i! You have to go into the pigs and fly. You see, and why is that? Do you know why it is? Because they didn't get the Pope's permission for Ra'i to be. Now, if the Pope said Ra'i is the name of who it really is, and that's what it is, and all the money that flows will flow through us, and we and I'll make your checks out to Ra'i, care of the Apostolic Holy Roman Catholic Church, Vatican City, Vatican City. If that were the case, then it wouldn't be no problem. It's all right, Ra'i. They'd make him a saint, you'd pray to him, they'd make statuary, and then they'd sell the statuary, and then they'd have archbishops of Ra'i. It's just, no. If it fit into their place of power and charge. Because the only issue with the religion is that it says that you're not worthy, and the only way you are worthy is if we say you are. And if we say you are, then you've got to follow our rules and regulations. And if you fall from grace, you've got to confess your sins to us, and we'll let you know what the penalty phase is. And if you pass muster and qualify and yield totally and completely without giving any power in your own beingness, then if you die and we find you and give you a last rite of passage, then you get to go to judgment. What? Then you get to go to your judgment. Well, shit, if I got to go through all that, why don't I just jump straight onto the judgment and call it a day? And that's the anomaly. That's the issue. Jesus wasn't a member of church. Jesus wasn't even a Christian. Wait a minute. What? Jesus wasn't a Christian. No. He was a Jew. Practicing.
He observed the Jewish rituals of the day as he did his ministry. As he did his ministry.
He most certainly did. And what he kept saying time and time and time again, I have come. I am. I have come. Not to change the law, to complete it. Bob, so have you.
I have come to complete the law.
He didn't come to change no law. Make up whatever crazy law you want. You see? But you came to complete it.
We complete cosmic awareness, evergreen Seth, Abraham,
the papacy,
the willows, the papacy, the Buddhists, everything, hockey, Stanley Cup, football, every human role model. We've come to complete them all.
Exactly.
Zappa, musicians, Beethoven, the whole realm of cultural, human-made, marvelous creations.
What about NASCAR? That's bigger than Jesus.
Nah, I go, no NASCAR for me.
Oh, see, there you go. Now, there you go. There, you might as well be a good practicing Catholic now. You start to push again. The NASCARians are less than those Carpathians. Oh, yes, those Carpathians. I'm a Paul. I'm a Silas. I'm a Peter. I'm a John. I'm a Luke. Therefore, I'm more than you, or I'm less than you. John the Baptist baptized me, so my baptism is more important than yours, because he baptized Jesus. Well, you understand that the whole problem that even the church in that day had a problem with, it, that they thought Jesus was the reincarnated spirit of John the Baptist. Many, many, many of them thought that was the case, the place, the deal. And that's why they were so spooked by it. So apparently this spirit thing didn't just come from the archdiocese of the day. Apparently. Apparently they've had trouble dealing with this spirit man a lot longer than the Catholic Church wants to admit. That was very fun, Bob.
You mean the whole last hour or the last 2 minutes?
Yep.
You're not talking about the last 2 minutes. You're talking about the last whole thing.
We're talking about the whole dynamic of how we love and appreciate every Catholic. And we love them without judgment. We are the part that is them. They are the part that is us. And if their religion allows, they can come join us in non-physical at any time, but they certainly don't have to. They will be a judgment, but they'll be in charge of it. They'll get to plead guilty or not guilty. But they got to do that anyway. So, you know, hey, the party's the same. It just depends on you want to take a cab or a limousine. You pick and choose. It's all right with you. Because here's what we got to take. Even the Catholic world, that their God does not care what kind of car you drive.
Since you brought us back to NASCAR, I just want to say I'm not spending that time going to NASCAR. I got to take my time to work on being able to surf 40-foot waves off of Maui.
Cool.
I'm going towards that.
Well, make sure you check with the priest to make sure it doesn't break any canticles or any faith-based realities for non-physical, or you may just separate yourself right from Jesus or right from yourself or right from God. So check with them to make sure that's okay. And if it's not okay, go ahead and do it. Just make sure you work out your absolution agreement in advance.
If you can
do that, then yeah, peace of cake.
Yeah, some parts of me might think it was a suicide attempt. And take it out.
Well, but now many Christians believe, and they're great proponents, that it's way much easier to get forgiveness than it is permission. Bob, you'll get it in 6 months, we promise.
Yeah, I tuned out on that. Wait, so what was it? Permission?
It's a lot easier to get forgiveness than it is permission.
Yeah, because nobody's going to forgive you, so you ain't going to get any, so that's a compliment to what I said.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to forgive, therefore it's hard to get it.
Why do you say it's hard to forgive?
Oh, I heard about that. I heard it on the streets, that the hardest thing for a human to do is to forgive somebody.
Oh, we don't agree. The easiest thing to do is to forgive somebody. Matter of fact, once you come into this place we're talking about, you won't even notice you've been hurt. There'll be nothing to forgive.
Oh, yeah, that's after. I'm talking about small M man can't forgive.
Oh, well, then you're screwed anyway. So, hang on. It'll be over soon enough. Just hang on. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Let's hear what the... Did you forget? We have enough...
They're all asleep.
No. They're actually, part of your papacy is having a meeting to see what to do with this one. They're probably going to conclave just to see how it's going to work.
has any the arguments and rebuttals and clarifications you made past hour and a half or so, has that ever been heard by the Vatican in any context by some thinker, philosopher, or saint or something? Has anybody laid all that out that way ever before?
Probably not all at one lick.
Not all at one lick, right? So this is a new new challenge for them.
Well, it's not a challenge. They're not having it. See, they're not even going to engage it. And that's okay because they don't have to. It's their business. They can. That's right. It's their business. It's their business. The Catholic Church is a business.
They say the guff is in the middle range, the middle plane, which Ion agrees with. Guff is...
Yeah, and they're saying it's bad, but we don't.
Right. They're saying it's bad. And where is heaven? What is heaven if it's not guff?
We don't know.
But there are seven or so levels of heaven, according to somebody.
Yes. Yes. Enoch.
And they would involve other worlds? They'd be the other world zone?
No.
Okay, so we got the other worlds, we got the guff, and we got the seven or so levels of heaven.
Correct.
What
Most of those levels haven't even been opened yet. We're not going to heaven. Heaven's coming to you. You're not going to Jesus. Jesus is supposed to come to you. Remember, Jesus is supposed to come back here, not you go there. He's supposed to return. See, that's the thing that even the church gets all crossed up. Everybody wants to die and go to Jesus. Well, to be absent from their bodies, be present with the Lord. That's right, because the Lord's in the guff.
So the guff was created because the heavens weren't opened.
Yet.
Yeah.
Because they haven't transported to here.
So the guff is sort of parallel to the purgatory idea in the church.
No, see, they say guff is bad, but they don't say that purgatory is. They say purgatory's all right. Purgatory is okay. That's where the saints went till Jesus went to fetch them.
Where did the average human non-saints go, according to the church?
Purgatory.
Okay, so purgatory is actually the guff, but they separated from the guff.
One's bad and one's not, so yeah. I guess every conversation must be two conversations.
Two purgatories, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
The good one and the bad one. Yeah, there you go. That's why you separate the sinners from the saints. Uh-oh, the saints were sinners. Uh-oh, the sinners were saints. Boy, we're going to get a limerick out of this if we're not careful. It might not be so candid, but we'll be soft and easy. Here's the moral of the whole thing. There, you just, we love. Learn how to love.
Be easy. Be easy. You make a lot too much out of things. That's what you
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just be easy about it. If you want to be a Catholic, be a good one. But don't sacrifice your moral soul, which you can't do anyway. But don't complicate yourself from a lack than or less than or have to wait for somebody to tell you what's okay for you. Well, duh. Go figure that one out.
Okay, but there have been a few heavens opened.
Well, they're lining up to come here.
Has anybody experienced them?
No. Well, it depends on the orgasm. Maybe
yes. So the heavens are unrealized creation?
I'm in heaven. Wait a minute. Oh, that's another song.
That's a good song. So listen to Stairway to Heaven. But the unrealized, the heavens are unrealized creations.
Yes. That's exactly correct. And that's why it has to be a guffed relationship, because it's unrealized.
Yeah.
Perfect words, Bob. And that's what the Catholics are trying to achieve as well. So when their Pope dies, their God dies, well, Jesus died, wait a minute, how does this all work for eternal life if it begins with death? So if you remember back in session two, when we said, clearly, you'd take a much different perspective of this whole gangle of puffery. If you could look at your life from the last day of your physicalness to the first day of your physicalness, and you judged it from there, you'd have a way different conversation.
Yeah, how did you develop that? I mean, what's the advantage from looking back? I forgot about that. That's an old...
No, it's taking it from the back forward to your birth, forward to your birth. It would all be logical and make progressive sense. But instead, you're lost and undone because you don't know where you were, so you don't know where you're going, and you don't know where the end is, so you don't know where to gauge it from, so you don't know whether to buy that life insurance or not, or go on and see the oncologist because it's probably getting close to the end anyway.
So you look at your life from your death, or transition, or death?
Death, lack of physicalness.
Lack of physicalness. You look back, and that gives you a focus point.
Yeah, you figure it all out then. You don't have any problem with it. You can roll with it.
How does that evoke a figuring out?
Because then you know what is.
Mm-hmm.
You know the end backwards. So then if there's something you don't like, you can adjust it as you go. Oh, I wish I had taken that trip. Oh, I wish I had kissed my wife before she committed suicide. Oh, I wish I'd had one more child. If I'd have known my other two children were going to croak so early and nobody was going to look after me when I was old and cold, I'd have had more children. Oh, I wish I'd have went on to Maui when I had the chance. I wish I'd have listened to Carolyn. Mm-hmm. I wish I could have had one more sticker bar.
Mm-hmm.
I wish. Well, then if you knew, you could. Bam, there you go. It sorts it all out for you. You don't have to pine and cry and worry. And see, if cancer's what got you, you'd know it. You wouldn't have to worry about it.
Okay, so that's another way of saying, this is my last day on the planet. What would I like to do?
Yeah, and do it. And
yeah.
Not just what would I like to do that I can't have because I'm not worthy and the church won't agree and it'll piss off the Pope and just undo creation and ruin the economy and make poor Obama go to war and on and on and on and on and on. They wouldn't even come into conversation. And then you'd have very little forgiving to do because you wouldn't have anything to forgive. Forgive. Forgive.
So, to give before, forgive.
To give. Okay, we don't have a problem with to give, but forgiving. To forgive, you're giving before you have a reason to.
Right, so if you...
Right? Now, that's good, forgiving. You're required to give before you have a reason to.
And that's good.
Well, is it?
Yeah.
Why do you have to give before you have a reason to?
Just to be generous.
Well, if you're doing out of abundance, absolutely. But if you're not abundant, you don't have anything to give, especially forgive. That was a good cleanup, by the way.
By you or me?
Both.
No, okay,
we can't. Bob, we're starting to where we get tell where we start and you end, and you end and we start. We can't tell the difference.
Some parents should engage their kids every morning. Okay, kids, it's the last day of your life. Live it to the full.
And if they did, then guess what? It would just be one trail of bliss to the next trail of bliss.
Yeah, the kids would raid the candy stores and just eat it all and steal it.
Well, certainly. Why not? Have yourself. They got to do anyway.
Now we know why parents don't say that.
Why?
Because they have just upset the balance of the economy of the community.
Oh, so your economy's safe otherwise? You're doing okay with everything these days, huh? Everything's working out, coming up roses, huh?
Oh, don't bring in today.
Okay. Yeah. So,
everything was okay for hundreds of years until today.
Until we had to start forgiving, pre-giving. Yeah, we had to pre-give it.
Well, we started experiencing the chip body.
Oh, it started long before the chip body. Don't you blame your bastard children on this, Bob. Some anomaly happens in your world, and if it's not immediately on your chip body, you are upset.
Yeah.
I can't find it. It must not be. It's not in my chip body. Wikipedia doesn't have an entry yet. We're lost.
All right.
That was fun.
Now, do you have any questions from the audience?
Gosh, it's just somewhat degree of silence. They're riling because they've now been... But maybe for the very first time, been able to have power to know that they don't have to worry, that they don't have to worry. So, gosh, you're gonna start down another rampage.
Yeah, don't
they're
do that.
Tickled that they've been off the hook, unhooked. So now the ring of the fisherman doesn't mean very much, does it?
That's right. They now realize they've heard the new Sermon on the Mount. They heard the revelation. It's never been heard before. They heard it today. And only they heard it.
And it feels very, very good. And in their world, it feels right. And it feels right. That empowers. Well, if they're empowered, then that comes closer to the evolution of that there is a non-physical. Regardless of where it comes from, regardless of where it is, regardless of that process. And yet, the Gulf is something you're not supposed to engage. But yet, they can't tell you that that's where you don't go when you croak, the Catholics. If you're supposed to stay away from it, why would they send you there?
So Jesus unlocked the gates of the guff. He opened
it. No, he unlocked the gates of hell.
And that let everybody out.
Well, yes. It went to hell, according to their scriptures. He went to hell, and when he went from the cross, he didn't go to heaven, he went to hell. And he took with him the keys to death, so there's no more death, to hell, so there's no more hell, and the grave. So now there's no more grave matters that you have to be concerned with.
So those were released from hell into the guff?
No, they were released from hell and done away with eternally.
Yeah, they went somewhere. They were released from hell.
They're done. The false premise was corrected.
Right, but those that were in the hell, they were released to go where? To the guff?
To the guff.
Yes, they went to the guff. So,
which is where they actually were.
Right, they were in a subdivision, a fake false premise zone of the guff.
Well, a lot of people are in prison, but they're not incarcerated. Or a lot of people are incarcerated that aren't in prison. So,
yes.
That gets real relative after a second now, doesn't it?
Right, so the process of unlocking the gates of hell is a replay of actions expressed in the Emerald Tablets?
Yes.
There are some
developed differently, but yes.
Yeah, so he, and Jesus was aware of the Emerald Tablets.
Of course he was.
So he undid that, and then he told everybody, once they all got into the guff, he says, okay, now you can absolve the guff. You can dissolve the guff. I give you the keys to that.
Mm-hmm.
Did he ever say that?
Sure.
And then he remained in the guff while he waited for people to do it.
That's where the Christian faith are waiting on him to return from.
And he's waiting on them to get the message.
And he's waiting on them to usher back the kingdom of heaven on the earth as it is in heaven. Jesus said, if you do not know how to pray, to ask, pray this way, Our Father who art in heaven. Now that's our Father, God, the Creator, in heaven, who art in heaven. So you can be in heaven right here.
Mm-hmm.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy. Who's thy?
Your.
Bob's.
Yeah.
Bob's. Bob's kingdom come. Bob's will be done. Will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive, pre-give us our trespasses only as we are willing to forgive those who trespass against us. Don't lead us into temptation. Don't get us tangled up in the papacy. Deliver us from evil so there'll be no evil. It's delivered away from us. We send our evil somewhere else. For thine is the kingdom, thine, Bob. For Bob is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
Right.
Amen, amen. Oh, I was going to do the sevenfold. Or do you think they prefer the Dresden amen better? There's lots of them. They're very delicious. You can enjoy them all.
Okay, so when you single out the Vatican, we would single out any religious authority or hierarchy.
Only if they're heretics.
No, I mean, you don't have a problem with the Catholics. You were deflating the Vatican in the speech address the last.
No, we were completing their place of Kabbalah that's got them crossways of themselves.
Okay, did the Buddhists get themselves crossways?
They did.
Did the Muslims?
Yes.
When and the Jews and the Scientologists and every so-called religion.
Yes, that's legion. They've been re-legioned.
Now, one little particular. You said legion, he was renamed. What was legion's original name?
It's never known.
Oh, I see.
Made the story.
Legion was the name he acquired when the spirits possessed him.
Apparently.
Yeah, they were legion.
And how did they possess him? He had to invite them. If he didn't invite them, they wouldn't be there.
Okay, so let's, unless there's any more response from the audience, I think we should end. This has been the longest cash flow, maybe the most glorious cash flow ever.
Very delicious. Very, very delicious. And happy war.
We're not resisting. fighting the war. We're not, I have nothing against the war.
Oh, no, it's delicious. Have a big one. If you're going to have a war, have a great big one.
Because that will help us all come into our own power.
Or provide enough contrast that you may decide there might be another way.
Okay. Much to be explored. We are complete. Thank you for Melting Titanium 34.
Yes, indeed. It's our pleasure as always. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate. We are available all day, every day. Call us up. You want to go head-to-head? Let's play. We love to play. And we can take it from your dynamic. And here's what, at the end of the day, here's what you'll know. You'll know that you've been loved more than you've ever been loved in your life so far. From any other dynamic or any other creation, you will feel the love that is in you if you will allow it. If you would like to engage, if you like to play, and you want to feel those testing questions, then feel them from the place that can't get answered, give us a call. Gulf, BR549, Gulf, give us a call. We'll be glad. So what is that, the Ghostbusters, the Guffbusters?
That's right.
Engage us. We'd love to remind you how wonderful and marvelous creator you are.
And that was
the simple processes that you behold and the simple processes that you behold and how to activate them. We'll give you all the secrets. It won't have to be a secret anymore. It won't even be the fat cats that have all the inside information. You can be tuned in, tapped in, and turned on to just exactly every dynamic that is your reality that you already have. These are apps on your Peapod you already have. You just got to know how to turn them on.
Right, and then DR or whatever it was, 549, that was the actual number in the Ghostbusters movie?
No, that was Hee Haw telephone number for the used car lot to call BR549.
Okay, Hee Haw, the old show. Okay, so in other words, the Guff has gathered through ION to announce its desire to resign.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
So does that mean that non-physical could be known by its regina? Does that mean non-physical can get a yeast infection? Now, wait a second. I'm getting tangled up here.
Yeah, known by its regina, it could come forth. So if ION is saying that the Guff could evaporate as we
retire,
as we learn to live here and not need the Guff, then ION's performance in completing is the first time the Guff has announced itself as ready to give it up.
Oh, sure. And see, heavens have been just busting trying to get back to here. And the only thing that's waiting on is the whole church is about that Jesus is supposed to come back to claim his bride, the bride of Christ. That's what this is supposed to be all about. Well, God's not a pedophile. Jesus isn't a pedophile. He's coming back for a mature bride, one that's ready, one that wants the kingdom, one that wants a marriage, one that wants to allow this deliciousness that is the non-physical part, the physical part, not offend the labyrinth of the mind, so much so to a point that it becomes a delicious experience. It's fabulous.
Excellent. Thank you.
Very wonderful. Thank you indeed. Probably getting it ready. I can hear the archives cranking up now.